This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace, blessings, and mercy be upon you all. Welcome to the 12th episode of Dawah Thursdays. And in our episode today, we are going to be discussing the Shahada itself. Now, once you've had an opportunity to speak to this individual, and you've taken them through all the steps within GoRap, what we've previously discussed in previous episodes, you've spoken to them regarding the existence of this Almighty Creator, which is all-powerful, all-knowing, and self-sufficient. You've spoken to them about the oneness of this Almighty Creator, that there's nothing beside Him in equality. And more specifically, if you've spoken to somebody from a Christian background, you've spoken to them about Jesus, peace be upon Him, being a prophet of this God. And you've also had an opportunity to speak regarding the revelation, the Holy Quran. And you've spoken about why this revelation is from God, and why we believe it is a guidance for us upon this life as to who this Almighty Creator is, how to live in accordance to His laws and His decrees, and how to submit unto Him by giving our will unto Him. And you've also spoken about Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, as to why he is a prophet of this Almighty Creator. And they've come to an acceptance of these different steps. This is then your opportunity to invite that person to embrace Islam. Now, it is very important for the individual that you are speaking to fully understand and comprehend what this means. Because once we make this declaration of faith, we get upon a path with God. And upon this path, we try to live to the best of our capacity to worship and glorify this Almighty Creator. And it is as if we sign a contract with this Almighty Creator to put Him first above all else and all things, to single Him out for all acts of worship, and to submit only unto Him, to glorify Him above all else. And through this declaration, we also declare that Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, is the one to guide us and to show us as to how to submit unto this Creator, to live a life that is pleasing towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, once the individual understands and they comprehend this, another thing that I would like to tell them is as to what will happen once they enter upon the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah is very specific regarding some of these points. And the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, also narrates some things that happens once a person embraces Islam. So, first and foremost, what we find is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, throughout the Quran, He declares that once we believe in Him, once we are upon this path, that we will be able to differentiate between what is right and what is wrong by submitting unto His decree. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also tells us that we will be protected against the whisperings of Satan, Iblis, because we will come to an understanding as to what is right and what is wrong by submitting unto Him. And one of these examples can also be found within the Holy Quran in chapter 17, verse 65, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Indeed, over my believing servants, there is for you no authority, and sufficient is your Lord as disposer of affairs." The second point is that once we enter upon the path of Islam, all our previous sins are completely forgiven, because we used to be in a state of ignorance, and we are no longer in the state of ignorance itself. And there's a beautiful hadith of the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, that narrates this. There's a hadith in Sahih Muslim where Amr ibn al-As came to the Prophet wanting to make his declaration of faith based on one condition, that all his previous sins would be forgiven. And then the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, told him, "Do you not know that Islam destroys that which came before it?" And this is specifically regarding the sin that he had. And finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises those who submit unto him that glorify him above all else and all things, that surrender of their own will in submission unto the Almighty Creator, that pray to him for forgiveness, for guidance, and for protection, that they will enter into paradise. So once you've had an opportunity to speak to this individual regarding the Almighty Creator, his complete oneness, about the revelation of the Holy Quran, they've also come to accept Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, as a messenger of this Almighty Creator, then it is your opportunity to ask that individual, "I would like to invite you to make this declaration of faith with me, to declare that there is only one true Almighty God, and to declare that Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, is a messenger of this God." And then, of course, you would repeat it in Arabic as well. It is also very important for you to comprehend that once this individual has made this declaration of faith, and they've taken their first step upon the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you would help them upon this path, that you would help nurture them, that you will connect them to the local community that could possibly give them support and educate them, or you yourself can also take responsibility and educate this individual. This will conclude today's episode. In our next episode, we are going to be looking at topics regarding a bit more advanced dawah. Now, if you enjoyed today's episode, please leave a like, and I look forward to seeing you at the next one, inshallah. All the best of blessings to you and your family. Jazakallah khair.